Our last story this hour is kind of an ode to one rookie's family. When Edward Llanos was 12 years old, he found out he had something called aplastic anemia, and his whole family came to his rescue. In the radio story that aired on WNYC in 2006, he told how each of them took on the stress of his illness.
My dad became like a doctor and my mom became more religious. My littlest brother became like a hero. And my middle brother, well, he fell behind in school. When I first went into the hospital, I was scared because I saw all these bald kids and knew they had cancer. I guess a part of me did think I was going to die.
And what is aplastic anemia exactly?
Well, what happens is the bone marrow stops working.
That's my oncologist, Dr. James Garvin. He's been with me since day one.
So if the bone marrow stops working, then pretty soon you'd find the white blood count and platelet count dropping fast. It would be like a factory that was making cars, but then everybody stopped working, so no more cars were coming off the assembly line. So the blood, it's the same.
Dr. Garvin told my parents that the best treatment for aplastic anemia was a bone marrow transplant. Lucky for me, I had two brothers that were possible donors.
All right. What's your relationship to me?
Well, I love you. You're my brother. And you've done a lot of stuff to me, and I have done a lot of stuff to you.
My littlest brother, Ricky, was only 4 when I got sick.
You would look really tired, like if you were drunk.
How did that make you feel?
Really bad. I was like, oh my God, my brother's gonna die.
Edward did not die. Bone marrow from his youngest brother saved his life. And a little while after his radio report aired, Edward got a chance to stand up before a big audience on the Lower East Side of Manhattan and tell another side of the story about how his father, the owner of a cleaning company, saved his life. At least, that's how Edward sees it.
Okay, here goes nothing.
Edward was at the New Eurekan Poets Cafe with a live storytelling group called The Moth. No script, just Edward at the mic, telling how his father paid the closest attention to every detail of his treatment.
Mind you, my dad didn't go to Harvard Medical School, okay?
First, he prevented a doctor from giving Edward a dangerous and unnecessary blood transfusion. Then he stopped a nurse from giving him expired medication.
Pretty soon, everybody in that hospital knew who Eduardo Llanos was. So I'm cleared, I'm good to go, the transplant was a success, and I'm resting at home. So the doctors, before I leave the hospital, they give me a bunch of prescriptions, and till this day, I'll never forget this prescription. It's called FK506. The purpose of this was so that my body wouldn't reject my bone marrow. So they get the prescription, I take the pill, I'm on it for a week, and that must have been the worst week of my life. I was sick in bed. I couldn't get up. Headaches, stomach aches, diarrhea, everything. Everything was just wrong with me. So we rushed into the emergency room about a week later. And the doctor, she takes a couple of blood tests. And she tells me, how many times have you been taking this? And I thought, well, what you told me, one in the morning and one at night. Do you have the pill on you? My mom pulls out the pill, hands it to her. She's like, this is not the right medication. And I said, well, what do you mean? She says, we gave you FK506, but we gave you 0.5 milligrams. And on the bottle, it said 5 milligrams. So I got an overdose of 10 times what I was really not supposed to take. So my dad, being the polite person that he is, he went to the pharmacy and let's just say he rearranged the place. Yeah. Today, like recently, I talked to my dad and I asked him, you know, why were you so aggressive towards these people? I mean, they're over here trying to help me and, like, you know, you were just, like, really aggressive, really taking charge. He tells me, Edward, they see people dying every day. It's come to the point that it's natural to them. They have no feeling anymore. I wasn't just going to let you be another person, let them step all over you. I had to make sure that you were going to be alive. And it worked. Because of my dad being on top of everything, that's one of the main reasons why I'm alive. And thanks, Dad.
That was radio rookie Edward Yamas appearing with the Moth Community Outreach Program.
From WNYC.
This is
Radio Rookies.
You've been listening to Growing Up, Getting By, a Radio Rookies special on finding a way, some way, through the trials of being a teenager. If you want to know more about the rookies you just met or about our program, come visit our website, radiorookies.org. You can sign up for the podcast, look at photos, see a behind-the-scenes video, read our blog. And if you want to support what we do, don't hesitate to send us an email, radiorookies@wnyc.org.
Our show was produced by Melissa Allison, Marianne McCune, Amy O'Leary, and Kari Picken, with a mix engineer, Mike Jones, and program director, Chris Bannon. Our production team for the original rookie stories include all, these are the hard names, Serena. Why is it spelled like that?
Okay. I'll be serious now. Serena Patel, Miguel Macias, Karen Michelle, and Wayne Schulmeister. Radio Rookies is supported by Adobe Youth Voices, Axe Houghton Foundation, Bay and Paul Foundations, Robert Bowne Foundation, Con Edison, Max and Victoria Dreyfus Foundation, Fred L. Emerson Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, Margaret Neubart Foundation, New York City Department of Cultural Affairs, the New York Times Company Foundation, Richard Solomon Family Foundation, the Jean L. and Robert A. Stern Foundation, W. Clement and Jesse V. Stone Foundation, and Time Warner. Radio Rookies is a production of WNYC.